Talk Shoe. Recorded live.
Welcome. My name is Brenda Lanoff and creator of the Brenda's Mindful Healing Show. As an intuitive counselor and energy healer and speaker, I work with many modalities and work with individuals around the world with challenging issues and, you know, not so many challenging issues, whatever is something to look at the time. So really anybody who has access to a computer, you can get access to healing, and it's very, very cool. One of the things I love to do is interview and bring on some inspirational guests, and that way it really gives a good range of who we can tap into that can help us out on our journey here. And today I'm really, really pleased to bring on Alara Canfield. I've been following Alara for about a year now, I guess, and she's agreed to come on and talk about manifesting your prosperous life. So before I bring Alara on, I just want to talk, give a little bit of a bio here for Alara. Alara is a transformational consultant and catalyst for change. She's a speaker, author, intuitive healer, life coach, host of Awaken to Happiness Now, and co-host of Living with Moxie. Alara uses her intuition and energy mastery to help her clients align with the truth of who they are as powerful beings here to experience their greatest life. She's able to transmit vibration and frequency in order to transmute energy that is not serving her clients and get them into a greater alignment with their soul and shine in the world. Alara is passionate about helping you to discover and connect to your shine signature and be more of who you truly are in your personal and business lives. A devoted personal development enthusiast who has read hundreds of books and taken countless seminars, Alara is deeply passionate about spirituality, energy healing, and connecting with the authentic self. She's been meditating and working with energy for over 25 years, as in the process she discovered that happiness can be yours at any moment, and that you can live your best life. It just takes courage and desire to make different choices. So welcome, Alara.
Thank you so much, Brenda. I'm so happy to be here.
Now, tell the audience, where are you living? People need to hear this because it is just so cool. So where are you living, Alara?
Well, right now, I'm in Vienna, Austria. I just moved here end of July, really, from Canada. So I was in Canada. I was in Ottawa. I sold my house and everything, and I moved here with, like, two suitcases. And so, you know, in the past couple of months, it's been about settling in, you know, finding an apartment and settling in and being a part of this city. It's absolutely beautiful, and everybody should come to Vienna once.
It's on my bucket list, and it could be on many people's bucket list to go to Vienna. Sounds wonderful. So, very cool. Thank you for coming on. And we just want to get right into it. And you've got such a fantastic background, Alara. I'm curious, how did you really get into this energy work? What was your awakening or your transformation? How did that all begin? And if you can explain that to us.
Well, you know, it's interesting how when I think about my transformation, you know, for myself, it's been a long process and many twists and turns, many things have happened in my life. But really the past 6-7 years is when my life took a drastic turn. You know, I've been meditating for over 25 years and doing energy work and so on. But in the past 6-7 years, you know, spirit was pushing me. It's like, okay, enough. So I got divorced. I left my cushy, wonderful government job. Well, not wonderful per se, but like a cushy, secure government job to work with more people, you know, to really be make a difference in the world. And so that's when I started my Awaken to Happiness Now Tele Summit, which has been running since 2013. And it's been a wonderful experience, but at the same time, so much change. So, you know, I got divorced, I left the government, I remarried, I moved to Austria, you know, left my family and everybody behind and started a new life now again, right? So it's like it's been a huge transformation, but the push has been because spirits, the angels, my guides were pushing for me to get on my path, you know, instead of, you know, doing the whole, you know, being married, two kids, two cars, a garage, a dog, all that stuff, where I realized I wasn't happy. I was so miserable. Everybody thought I had it all because who wouldn't want that? But inside, I was not doing what was important for me. And, you know, being in a loveless marriage or being in a marriage where it's like a compromise, it's not very healthy. And so when I made that change, you know, everybody was up in arms. They couldn't believe it. They're like, why would you leave your husband? He's great. You know, he doesn't do anything wrong. You know, and it was like, well, you know, they didn't see what was happening inside the house, right behind closed doors. They didn't see all the fighting and the bickering and all that kind of stuff. And that wasn't setting a good role model for my children. And so, you know, I just knew that I had to get out. I had to make a change. I didn't know what was going to happen next. So, you know, when you're on this path, you get one insight and you don't get the full path. You know, you don't get all the steps. You get one at a time. So it's like, okay, I knew I had to leave. So I made that change. And then after that, it's like, okay, then what, right? Then when I got the urge to leave the government, I knew I had to go. And somehow the universe made it so wonderful for me that I was offered a layoff package. Because at the time there was a lot of layoffs happening in the government and I somehow managed to get it. And it was like, oh, thank goodness, you know, it happened so easily and quickly. And wow, you know, it was amazing. And then I met my new husband because I just got married 2 years ago. I met my new husband out of the blue. And even that was divinely guided. And since then, you know, we have been doing this transition of moving here to Vienna, Austria. So, you know, following the guidance from spirit, following my own inner guidance, even when I don't know exactly what it means, but, you know, taking action when I need to take action, following that inspired guidance, that has really transformed my life, especially in the past 6-7 years. Before that, I think I was like, you know, really my transformation started when I was 20, 21, 22. And that's a whole other story. But, you know, when things like this happen to us, you know, we have to go against the norm, right? Against what everybody expects of us, sometimes even what we expect of ourselves. And the whole world is sometimes taken aback, right? But you have to follow your heart.
Isn't that true? It's really challenging. I don't want to say hard, but it's very challenging to go against what the, quote, world standard is of how your life should look at a certain age. You know, you should have this. And it's very, very hard on people. I find as I'm getting older, I'm feeling more liberated.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sad, you know, when people think, okay, I haven't met the I'm not measuring up. I haven't met the goal. I don't have the money to buy a house, or you know, I haven't found the partner to have the, you know, the two kids and the two-car garage. And just the depression and all that can go with it. And I you know, it's unfortunate that there's been so many rules and boundaries that society has placed upon themselves. And it does take courage to step out and manifest your life. Now, your whole theme today is manifesting your prosperous life.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you say prosperous, and what, obviously it's, you know, we know finances, but what does prosperous mean to you?
Well, to me, I mean, it's so funny that we're having this conversation because, you know, this is the theme that I have this season, right, on Awaken to Happiness Now. And so this is exactly the question that I ask all my guests, and I'll be asking you next week. That's funny. So what does prosperous mean to me? It means being, you know, having the finances, having the money, the cash flow to do what brings you joy, right, to do what makes you happy. And this is not about making the rest of the world happy or your spouse happy or your children happy or anybody else, but what makes you happy. So sometimes it can be as simple as, you know, I started painting recently, you know, and so that makes me feel really good. So for me, being prosperous means feeling good within, right? So it has nothing to do with anybody else. It's what's right for you. And yeah, so, you know, we all want to have money so that we can have food and we can buy clothes and take trips and so on, right? That's important. But only it's only important if it's important to us, not if it's important to everybody else, not if you're trying to measure up, like you were saying, or to show people, oh, look what I have. That doesn't make you prosperous. That just makes you proud, I guess, you know? And that doesn't really feed your soul. So this is all about, you know, connecting within and feeding your soul what you need within. And so, you know, my whole life now, and you know, for the longest time, for 6-7 years, has been about following my heart, following my own guidance, following what is right for me, regardless
right.
of what's right for everybody else. But, you know, I had a caveat on that, is that I had said, because I was worried, you know, when I started making my choices, you know, for myself, like, well, these impact my children. I don't want them to be, you know, hurt by these choices. But I realized what came to me was, if it's good for you, like really good for you, it'll be good for everybody else. And I found
yeah.
that to be true in my life. You know, when I separated from my ex-husband and got divorced, you know, at first it was like horrendous. It's like, oh my God. And then slowly, it was wonderful. My ex-husband, he found somebody else. He got married to her. He's really happy. My kids, they're really happy. They're so successful. I mean, I can't imagine them being any better. Well, my son could be a little bit better, but he's getting there. But, you know, like, they're good. You know, they're good kids. They have full lives. They're successful in their own way. And if I would have stayed with their dad and continued with the bickering, fighting, and so on and so forth, you know, that wouldn't have happened. And now they've seen, because when I got married, you know, my son was, you know, obviously at the wedding. And when he saw me and my new husband dancing, and he saw how happy we were, he was crying. He was so happy for us. He's like, oh, my God, you know, mom is really happy. And so now
yeah.
they were able to see that. And that is what a prosperous life is for me, is that when you're happy, that everybody else around you is also going to be happy, and they're going to share in your happiness, and you can radiate that out to them, and so that they can know that it's possible for them as well, right? So, go ahead.
Yeah, it's all about taking one step at a time, isn't it? Because to go from, like what you were saying, from divorced and leaving this, you know, government job, and to be able to take that step, It does take courage. So for anyone who's maybe thinking about doing the same, if their relationship's mm-hmm. kind of at its end, and to hear you say that is like, well, I want to do that too. What would
yeah.
be the first? What would be the first step that they could step into their prosperous life of being prosperous as to their own relationship, their relationship mm-hmm. to themselves? What would you say to them?
Well,
how do you make that first step?
Well, the first step really is about going within, you know, and so sometimes people don't know what that means, but it really just means connecting to your heart space, taking a deep breath, connecting to your heart space the best you can, and asking yourself, what do you really want? If there were no limitations, if there were no restrictions on your life, what do you really want? And, you know, I'll be honest, 99% of the people are not going to say, I want a big house, I want a car, I want... You know, they're not going to ask for the material things. They're going to ask for peace. They're going to ask for joy. They're going to ask for family relationships, you know, to feel nurtured and so on. So it's really important to ask, what do you really want for yourself? And then when you have that, and you'll know if it's true for you, because it'll feel really good. You know, it's not going to feel harsh mm-hmm. or constricting or heavy. It's going to feel really good and light. And joy-filled, you know, every time I've made a choice that was joy-filled, that really lit me up from the inside, not from my mind, but from my heart, it has been, you know, amazing. It's been, like, so wonderful that I can't even, it's so hard to describe. Maybe I had low expectations. I'm not sure, but this is also about not having any expectations, but just choosing for yourself what's right for you. What do you want? And so for some people, they may decide, well, I want to stay with my husband and make it work. And that's perfectly fine. Then try that. But then, you know, take that step to try and make it work. You know, go to a, you know, counselor, talk to your spouse, you know, and really be clear about what your expectations are. And I think a lot of times we are not clear of what we want, you know. And I know a lot of people, a lot of my clients, they say, well, I don't know what I want. So, and which is fine. So you can start off by asking yourself, what do I not want, right? What is it that I have in my life right now that I don't want? And then, you know, make a list of that or bring it to your mind and then find the opposite of that and see if that feels good. So it always has to feel good to you inside, not in the head, but in the heart. And maybe because I'm a feeling person, so I feel a lot. I'm really empathic and sensitive to in that way. But for me, I have to feel it, you know, to know if it's right or not. And
right.
So that's the first step. Be, you know, go silent, go within and ask yourself, really ask yourself, what do I really want? You know, and, you know, me growing up, that was not a question that I ever asked, or nobody ever said that to me. Nobody ever said, hey, what do you want? You know, no, I was told, this is what you're going to do. This is what you're going to have. And this is what your life is going to be like. You know, I didn't have a choice. So,
right.
Or I felt like I didn't have a choice, right?
That's
but
true.
Really,
I think most people do feel that way, don't they? You don't have a choice. This is how it has to be. You know, you go to school, and then after school, you go to college, university, or, you know, like there's all these rules about how you should be and be married at a certain time, and it's just overwhelming. It just becomes overwhelming for people, and especially now. I just, the energy is just so intense right now. It's just we need some tools just so we can take that deep breath that you were talking about, and just going inside and feeling what's heavy and what's light, and really listening to that inner guidance. But don't you think, Alaria, too, if people don't feel that they deserve to, they're not going to know what they even want.
Yeah, and that's a big issue, you know, the self-worth piece and the deserving piece. I mean, I did a lot of work on that with myself and with other healers and so on, you know, and it's a big issue. And the thing is, deep down, we deserve whatever it is that we ask for or want, whatever it is. If we want to be in scarcity and lack, that's what we'll get, you know? So it's like, what do we choose, right? And so we will deserve whatever it is we ask for. So if you just, you know, think anyways, that you deserve to be unhappy, right? If that's what you think you deserve, then that is what the universe is going to give you, right? So it's easy to talk about it in theoretical concepts, but really, you know, to increase your self-worth, you know, feel deserving. Instead of just knowing it, you have to feel that love that the universe has for you, and you have to love yourself. So that self-love piece is one of the biggest tools that people can work with every day. And you don't need anything for that other than, you know, looking in the mirror and telling yourself, I love you. You know, finding three things that you're grateful for every day and really truly feeling them in your being. And, you know, telling your body, I love you, my body, for being here with me and helping me to, you know, to work or to whatever it is that you're doing, right, to being present with you. And a lot of times, you know, we're not present. You know, we're always thinking, or we're thinking about the future, or we're thinking about the past, but we're not present in the now. So, I know I've thrown a few little things at you at once, but, you know, to go back to the deserving, it all comes down to love, right? Loving yourself, loving the universe, loving your life the way it is right now. And how can you do more of that, right? So how can you feel more love to yourself? And the more you do that, the more that you will realize that you deserve all the goodness that the universe has to offer. You know, we hold ourselves back because we think we've done something bad at some point, you know? So we judge ourselves so harshly. And, you know, I'll be honest, we judge ourselves more harshly than we judge other people. And,
yeah.
You know, and that's the thing. It's like, we don't need to, you know? It's like, where's that forgiveness for ourselves? And you know, sometimes, you know, that forgiveness piece is hard because, you know, we think we're so harsh with ourselves. So give yourself a break. You know, when if something happened in your life, that you're not happy about, you know what, at that time, in that moment, that's what you do. You know, you couldn't do anything else. So that's okay. You know, give yourself a break and just accept it and love yourself anyway, right? So there are lots of things we do in our lives that we're not happy with, right? And it's like, if we're going to judge ourselves all the time for those things, you know, they say hindsight is 20/20. Yeah, okay. But at that time, in that moment, with the situation that it was, that's what it was, right? So
yeah.
It's okay. Love yourself anyway. So if people can just find a way to love themselves easily every day, you know, a little bit, you know, looking in the mirror, saying I love you and really meaning it, looking in your eyes and really saying it, meaning it, heartfelt. It sounds easy, but it's not, you know, so you have to do it to really experience that, you know. And if you can do that more and more regularly every day, that would be wonderful. And if you can forgive yourself for anything that you've done in the past, I'm not even talking about forgiving anybody else. I think sometimes forgiving others is easier than forgiving ourselves. But,
yes,
you know, that's another great tool for people is the forgiveness. So self-love,
right.
Forgiveness, and gratitude, you know, are so, so important. And,
right.
You know, being present in your body, being present in your heart, getting out of your head, you know, it makes a world of difference, you know.
Okay. It's all very, yeah, everything you're saying is just so right on and just so the way that it needs to be so we can move on. So how would you go about, I always like this question, to create your day. So do you have particular, like, routines that you like to do in the morning to prepare for your day? Like any, or do you jump into work? Like, which I can be very guilty of doing. It's like my iPad and who's on Facebook, who's responded to my emails. But knowing what we should do and what we actually do could be two different things. But ideally, what does your day look like so that you can get into that space of feeling and space of gratitude and living in the now?
Well, you know, I mean, I have a meditation space in my room. And so every day that's, you know, that's the first thing I do is I go and pray and meditate for a few minutes before the day starts. So I use my essential oils. I have my crystals. I have all my beads and so on, you know, and, you know, all my stuff that I use every day. And, you know, so like, for example, I use essential oils like lavender, right, and frankincense, right? So that's what I use to put me in a state of receptiveness to the universe, connecting to my guides, connecting to who I am, connecting within. Those are the two oils that I use. I use those on my calls as well when I'm doing any energy work. You know, I always use those oils at that time as well. It helps with connection and helps with being calm and centered. And so I pray, you know, first. And so part of my prayer has to do with sending blessings to me, my family, my loved ones, and anybody else. And so, for example, I'll include my Awaken to Happiness Now community as well as my Awaken to Happiness Now speakers in that, you know. And so I send them all blessings and unconditional love. And so part of that, for me, it's about expanding my heart, right? More and more all the time, expanding more and more, bringing more light to me and to the, you know, to my community and to the world. And, you know, that creates a space of gratitude and expansiveness. And from that space, you set your intention for the day. So what would you like your day to be? Or if you have other intentions that you would like to manifest, you know, take a few moments just to focus on those that you would like to happen, right?
Yeah,
and so
definitely.
Yeah, and that's about the prosperous life. You know, first it happens in energy, right? And then it happens here in the physical world. So you have to energetically create that space for it to take place, exist, and bring it closer to you by focusing on it when you're in that higher state, right? When you're in that more expanded state. And so meditation, like, you know, like I said, is I've been doing it for a very long time. And so, I mean, you know, so as part of that, I send out energy to my clients, to my community and so on, and my family and friends, and my intentions, you know, for the day or, you know, other bigger intentions. And that sets the stage for being present, for connecting
yeah.
within, right? For connecting to spirit, you know, and for me, connecting to spirit is the most important thing, having that relationship with spirit, whatever word you want to use, you know, God, creator, universe, spirit, it's fine. You can, you know, change that up. And so having that relationship with spirit, with your higher self, with your guides, that enhances who you really are, right? That really helps you to be more of who you really are. And instead of just the personality self, the ego self, you know, it's the higher part of you, the bigger, greater part of you, the part of you that's in your core, your essence that just wants to shine, you know, and the more that you can meditate and spend time connecting to that, the more it will shine forth in the world. And then the more that you'll be able to hear your insights and messages that you get from your guides, from your higher self, as to what to do next, right? What the inspired actions are. And so when you're in that meditative space, you can ask, you know, if you have a specific question, you can ask that question then. And you may not get the answer right away there, but, you know, in the next few days, be aware, be present, be open to receiving the answer, receiving the guidance, right? And you'll get it. Because they always respond. They, as in universe, who really is you anyways, but you know, you'll get the message. And so for me, that's the most important part of the day, starting out like that and being present. And then throughout the day, you know, from time to time, like every hour or whatever, just connect into your heart space, you know, instead of your head, get into your heart, right? And that takes practice, you know, but the more you can do that, the more that you will start to feel your heart space, the more you'll be able to feel that expansiveness that you really are. And you'll have less worry, less stress, right? Because you're not in your head all the time. Sorry, go ahead.
So, Lara, can you explain, so when you say connect to your heart space for people who may not know what that means,
mm-hmm.
how do you do that? Is when you say heart space, can you
yeah.
describe what that space is?
Sure. So you know, cause a lot of people, they're so in their heads, right? I used to be like that all the time. And so it's like, I think it took me a long time to actually feel my heart space. And it's like, you know, my teachers would tell me, it's like, I don't get it. I'm not feeling anything. So it's about, you know, taking a deep breath, being present in your body. And just, you know, at the beginning, what you can do is just put your hands, you know, in the middle of your chest. Right, and then breathe from that space, just focus on that space and breathe there, and then you'll start to get more connected to your heart space and your body instead of your head. One of the things that I did early on, long time ago, like I said, I didn't feel my heart for a long time, was I imagined a ball of light in front of my heart space, you know, like the size of a melon, I guess. And I just imagined it spinning there, right? And then I imagined it going through my body and up above my head. But you know, just to get the experience of feeling my heart space, I would just imagine it there in front of my heart and in front of my chest. And then I would just imagine it going through my body to the back, just so that I could start to feel, you know, the heart space.
Actually, Lara, you know, what I'm really feeling guided to do here is that I would love for you in a number of minutes here to, I think it'd be great if you could take us through one of your meditations, because you are so gifted at that.
Mm-hmm.
And before we do that, can you just, you know, you might as well tell people about your Awaken to Happiness Now as to that whole community, and then you also co-host Living with Moxie, which would be interesting to find out. So, you know, feel free to just to mention Awaken to Happiness Now and the other one, Living with Moxie, and then I think it'd be great if you wouldn't mind taking us through a really heart space meditation.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah, so, you know, I host the telesummit called Awaken to Happiness Now. And you can find out about that and sign up at awakentohappinessnow.com. But it's basically, you know, where we invite speakers to come on and talk about energy techniques, and sometimes they do readings, a lot of energy processes, which is wonderful. And it's about expanding your state of being, you know, so that you can flourish in life, so that you can have a prosperous life, and all the different ways that you can do that, different techniques, different speakers, different guests, you know, different information. And it's wonderful because I always learn something new. So it's really, really good. And when it comes to living with Moxie, that's that, you know, how things change. Well, we're just, that's starting to like wind down now. So it's like we've changed direction a little bit. So that's not going to be on anymore. So
okay.
I need to update my bio. But if they want to find out more about me, they can also go to alora.at for more information about me. So that should give them enough to look at.
Okay, and can you mention that again, please, again, how to contact you?
Yeah, they can go to alora.at, or they can go to awakentohappinessnow.com.
Perfect. Very cool. Well, I would love personally to have you take us through a really nice heart space meditation. And
absolutely,
something that people can play back on this recording.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be beautiful. So thank you. That's just a wonderful gift. So, yeah, we're ready anytime you feel guided just to take us through a nice healing meditation.
Okay, perfect. So I think this one, like, we'll just do a general one to connect to our heart space, and we'll see what else wants to show up during that space. So I'm just going to invite everyone to just take a few deep breaths. So breathe in through your nose to a count of four, and breathe out through your mouth to a count of four. And again, breathe in through your nose to a count of four. And breathe out through your mouth to a count of four. And one more time, breathe in through your nose, count of four. And breathe out through your mouth to a count of four. And now we're just going to cleanse our energy field a little bit before we get into the meditative state. So I invite you to imagine that you're standing under a crystal clear waterfall. The sun is shining down. You can hear the birds in the trees, and you hear the rustle and the waves of the waterfall. So as you're standing there under the waterfall, crystal clear, it could be warm or cool, however you like it. And the waterfall is filled with droplets that are filled with rainbows. So rainbow-filled droplets. And as they're landing on your skin, on your body, they are taking away all of the toxins of the day, the mental thoughts that you just don't need, the emotional toxins of the day that you don't need anymore. Just let them all go now. Just really just be at peace right now. We're just going to cleanse our energy field and feel more refreshed and energized and invigorated. So just take a deep breath and step out of the waterfall and bask in the sun for a moment to dry off and feel those warm, generative rays of the sun. Feel your skin getting warm. Feels so wonderful, the sun shining down on you. It always makes me smile. I just absolutely love it. So I'm hoping that you're smiling now too. Beautiful. Now we're going to connect into Mother Earth, and we're going to connect into Father Sun. So just imagine that you are standing on the earth, and imagine that your feet, that they're like roots of a tree, and they're going down deep, deep, deep down into the ground, deeper into the layers of the earth, and deeper still into the crystalline core of Gaia. And feel that unconditional love and support that Mother Gaia is always holding for us. and bring that energy up through your roots to your heart space. And we're also going to connect into Father Sun, the great central sun. So imagine that your hands are reaching up high into the sky, that your hands are like branches of a tree. They're stretching up high, 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 going past our sun and past into the great central sun, to the cosmos. And feel that love, unconditional love and bliss and joy that Creator has for us. And bring that energy down into your heart. Beautiful. We're going to call in all of our guides and angels, our higher selves, to be present with us, to facilitate this meditation and to be with you and support you in the best way. And that is right for you. And so as you're now in your heart space, take a deep breath. We're going to expand this heart space out. And expand it out as to be as big as your body and more, bigger. Expand it to be as big as the room that you're in. Bigger and bigger. And from this space, I'd like you to bring to mind a memory, a joyful memory, a peaceful memory. It could be a memory of you being at the beach, or it could be a memory of you eating cotton candy, or it could be a memory of you being with your children, playing with your children. Whatever brings you joy, bring that to mind. Joy or peace, an expanded state. For me, it's when I was in New York City in Central Park with my husband the first time that we met. And it was a beautiful sunny day. You know, it's just so much contentment. So bring whatever memory you like to mind right now and fill yourself up with this energy, this memory, this joy, this peace, this bliss. Really breathe it in, bask in it. Beautiful. And from this space, we're going to invite our higher selves to bring in energies of unconditional love into your heart space and into your being now. So just be open to receiving. Be open to receiving joy that is now streaming down from higher dimensions into your heart and into your being, as well as peace, gratitude, and prosperity. Prosperity and abundance, much, much love. And allow yourself to receive, allow yourself to feel these energies, allow yourself to know that these energies are now being infused into your heart and into your being and into your DNA. Allow yourself to love yourself. You are a spark of Creator. You are a piece of the divine. You are divine itself. Know that. Be that. Accept that. Accept who you truly are. At your core, you are unconditional love. Let it fill your entire being. Let this knowing fill your entire being, all of your cells, your whole body. And let this energy heal what needs to be healed right now, in this moment. And just breathe that in. Just continue to receive and continue to breathe. And now from your heart space, I'm going to ask you a question, and I don't want you to think. I just want you to feel. So what would it feel like in your body if you were truly happy and prosperous now? And just feel that in your heart. Feel that in your body. Don't think. Just feel and experience. Beautiful. Now we're going to seal in all of these energies with sacred geometries and symbols and liquid gold energy and rainbows and sparkles. Just be open to receiving. Beautiful. Now this is who you really are. This state of beingness, this expansive state, this peaceful state. Connect into this every day, as many times as you can, just by remembering or just by listening to this again. You'll be back to this. This will raise your vibration. This will make you feel better, give you more peace and joy and bliss and love. And from this space, you can start to create your wish list of what you would like for your life. In this state, ask for what you would like, what's right for you, what you would be happy with, what you would be prosperous with. And from the space, I invite you to send out blessings of unconditional love to yourself, to your family, to your friends, your loved ones, to your community. Send it out from your heart. It's just an intention. There's nothing you need to do. And also see yourself receiving it as well, because you are worthy. You're worthy of love. You're worthy of abundance. You're worthy of prosperity. You're worthy of whatever it is that you desire, because you exist. Know that. Feel that. Breathe that in. Beautiful. So just take a deep breath into your heart space and start to feel your fingers and toes again. Be aware of the room that you're in, where you're sitting. And when you're ready, you can slowly open your eyes again.
Wow. I'm very, I was yawning and releasing like crazy, Alara. Oh my goodness, my eyes are running. I go through this whole process of when energy is running through me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness, that was just, whew, wow. Thank you so much.
That, you know, people can do that every day, or, you know, it was pretty short, right? So they can experience that again. And the more that you can experience that, the more that you will release, right? Because as you're receiving this energy, what no longer serves you automatically gets released. A little bit at a time, right? So the more you can receive of the unconditional love, the more of what doesn't serve you will slowly start to slip away. So, you know, in my practice, you know, I do focus a lot on bringing in energies as well as transmuting energies. But I always begin with bringing energies in, you know, because to me, I like to be full first of all the goodness
yes.
before I have to release, and then I fill up again after the releasing.
No, perfect. It makes absolutely perfect sense, you know, is to fill yourself up first. And you know, there's many different ways. excuse me, but I love this meditation. And to be able to play this back and go right back to that time and whatever, whenever you need
absolutely.
To. And, you know, I'm just sensing if you put your hands to your heart chakra region, and just thinking back on as to this meditation, you can instantly go there and just start doing some more releasing and healing.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you don't even have to listen to the whole meditation again.
No.
You can just have the intention of connecting back into it, you know, and you'll be there in that space. And so for me, you know, feeling that connection with who you really are, who you truly are, you know, in your heart space, is the most important part of the day, part of life. And the more that we can do that, the easier life becomes. And I, you know, for me, I think that's what my biggest secret has been, is that I did a lot of work as well, but it becomes easier when you're connected, you know, more and more and more centered, and, you know, being in that greater status, gratitude more and more helps you to deal with sometimes the stuff that happens in, in life, you know. Even I can't speak right now very well because I'm still in the energy too, you know.
So. Right. Oh, definitely. Oh, excellent. I'm so pleased that you did this and that people can use this in the future. And it encompasses everything that you were talking about, you know, as to, you know, getting into the gratitude and being in the now. I mean, I just feel this is so perfect. So it's a great thing to listen to again and again.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So in your energy work, this is something that you really bring in, is the meditations.
Yes. I do a lot of guided meditations as well as bringing in energy. So, you know, part of my gift is to bring in these higher dimensional energies to help transmute those lower energies or those energies that no longer serve you. So that's part of the, I guess, my gift is to bring these energies in. And, you know, I didn't realize it came by itself. You know, one time when I was sitting in meditation, I just had this thought to do this, and so I did it, and it's like, okay, that was interesting. And then I practiced it on my two sisters who are not really into energy work, but I practiced it on them, and they were like, oh my god, what was that? It's like, ever since I was like, they're like, I have such a bad headache now. It's like, oh, okay, maybe the energy was too strong for you, sorry, I'll make it less next time. You know, that's how it started, was in meditation. So sometimes when you're in meditation, you know, you'll just receive these downloads, right? This information.
Yes.
And then you play with it and you do something with it. And this was before I even started doing the Tele Summit, right? So I didn't even know that this was something that people did, you know? So I was like, oh, okay, well, this is what this just happened. So I'll just do it. Yeah,
very cool. Well, you were definitely downloaded with that, you know, ability. So I just feel this is, yeah, huge strength for you. So thank you so much.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Okay.
Yeah,
now, people to get in contact with you and to set up their own one-to-one sessions or whatever you have to offer, can you just, again, provide your contact info?
Yeah, so they can reach me at alara.at is the website, right? Or they can email me at alara@alara.at as well, if they would like to, you know, talk to me some more. And, you know, I'm always on Facebook. You know, it's interesting how sometimes sometimes I'm not on Facebook for a few days, and it's like, oh, okay, so let me get back on. And so I've been doing these wonderful healing, remote healing sessions for the past few days. And people are just absolutely loving them. And so it's like, okay, I guess I'll continue. And you know, it's fun for me because I love energy, right? So it's like if I can share energy with people in any way, it just makes me so happy. So I'm happy to do that.
It is, absolutely. And isn't it great as healers, or you know, with the, collaborating with other healers? Like instead of this, you know, doing things alone, it's just like, let's really collaborate and just help raise that vibration even that much more on the world, which we really need, obviously, desperately right now. So it's
that's what it's about. And you know, there are still so many people who don't know anything about energy, and so you know, there's still a need for the basics, even for people to learn and to experience for the first time. You know, so sometimes people don't feel. But, you know, with energy work, whether you feel it or not, it's still happening. It's still working, you know. Your higher self is still allowing you to receive as much as you can in that moment, whether you feel it or not, you know. So it's still doing its job. It's still working, you know. So that's something that, you know, people who don't feel a lot, they don't understand. They don't get it, you know. But we're all energy. Everything is energy. So when we're working with energy, it's just moving around, right? So it's just to be aware of it, you know, to know that everything is energy. Your body's energy, that the couch that you're sitting on, it's just energy, just denser energy, you know. And so we're, you know, our whole process right now is to lighten up our energy, right? To raise our vibration, make our energy lighter and lighter and lighter and less dense. And, you know, in our thoughts, our feelings, our emotions, you know, our body may change a little bit, you know, not too much, but it's mostly emotions, you know, our emotions and our thoughts. What can we do to change them, to lighten them up, to raise that, you know, to raise that vibration? And so just, I know we're going to end in a minute, but I just wanted to just, you know, if you can do gratitude, if you can forgive yourself, if you can love yourself, you know, accept yourself. More and more, all of those things will help to raise your vibration, help you to be more centered and help you to go within and really live the life that you want instead of, you know, what's happening right now, right? So it really is all about you and what's right for you. And so honor that and trust that and follow that guidance that you receive from your heart. You know, that's so important.
Yes. And also I would add to, quit being so hard on yourself. We can be so hard on ourselves. I am. I'm still very hard on myself. But really allowing as much as you can to let go of the self-judgment is huge. And the more
it's
that
huge.
We can do that, the more that then, of course, you love yourself. You can forgive yourself. It's letting go of the judgment of yourself. Not even society's judgment, but judgments towards you is massive. Well, thank you so much, Alara. I appreciate you coming on. And
people
will receive this audio. It will be downloaded on my website, which is whisperingenergetic.ca. So that's whisperingenergetic.ca. It will be posted there, and also on this talkshoe.com, and I'll be sending you one as well, Alara. So there's lots of ways of people hearing this recording at a later date. And again, in gratitude for you being on, I enjoyed that immensely. My yawning has kind of tapered down, so my releasing, it was very, very, very powerful.
Good. Thank you. Yeah, thank you so much for having me. It was so much fun. It's nice to be on the other side once in a while, so thank
you. Yes, that's true. Okay. Well, we'll be talking to you soon.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.